Welcome show with the one and only Josh Groban. Yes. I'm very excited to meet you, and I know people are listening online all over the world.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And the reason that we're here is to get to know Josh a little bit better. He'll be with us all hour long. And if you have not picked up a copy of his CD Closer, we want you to just turn the radio up, hear this man sing in English, Italian, French, Spanish. It is Josh Groban, some music from the CD Closer, here on the Mark and Kim Show on Coast 103.
Cafe.
The Closer CD.
Thanks.
Josh will be in town on Friday and Saturday night at the Greek Theater.
Yeah, it's going to be such a pleasure to be there. I've gone to shows there all my life. And yeah. It's just such a great, great theater.
What was the first show you saw at the Greek Theater?
Chris Isaac, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put on a great show.
Isn't he showing his age?
Well, that was still about 5 years ago. So.
Yeah. And a great artist, there's no doubt
He's
about
incredible,
it.
Incredible, yeah.
I was talking to your manager, Brian, and Brian said, you know, it's really funny because you have sold out all across the country. And he said, prior to this tour, that you hadn't sung more than three songs in a row. And so with everyone, it was like, wow, can this guy get up on stage and can he do 90 minutes, 2 hours? And boy, can he.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, I'd known that I could sing for longer than, you know, three songs worth. You know, I'd done, you know, when I'm recording in the studio, sometimes
sure.
I'm singing for 8 hours, 9 hours at a time. So, but in doing a live concert, you know, anything's possible. And you have one great night, and sometimes you have a bad night. But when you're doing a concert tour, you really can't have a bad night. It's just...
Does anybody believe that Josh has a bad night? Come on.
Well,
what would make a bad night for you? What would... determine that for you?
Before I go on stage, there's a checklist in my head of things that I want to accomplish, whether it's a certain note in a song or whether it's a certain energy that I want to create or something. And so, I try to check off every one of those objectives during the show, when I'm doing the show. And sometimes I feel like I haven't checked off every single one of those, but to the audience or to the reviewer or whoever it is, they felt like it was checked off. And so sometimes you feel like you did horribly and the reaction is better than you've ever had it in your life. And sometimes you walk off stage going, that was amazing. Why weren't they clapping?
Nobody can reach the notes that you can reach, I think,
Well, I just didn't know what kind of stamina I'd have doing a show like this, 90 minutes for 85, 86 shows now. I think we've had 105 before the tour's over. But I've really trained hard, and it's like preparing for a marathon. It's not a sprint, and so you have to do the right exercises and really take care of yourself. And
he's not drinking tea. Most singers drink tea in the morning. No,
I drink tea occasionally. But orange juice just seemed like it had more sugar.
Well, so I want to know, because every singer has rules of the voice. You have the voice. What are your rules? It is now complete your total livelihood.
Yeah.
And as the Groban machine spins, everyone is depending on the voice. It is a huge responsibility to yourself and to other people.
Sure.
What are the rules to your voice?
Well, certainly in the last couple of years, it's become so much more relevant that I've had to take care of it more and more. The stakes have been raised, and for me, I felt like I've raised the bar, and it's just I have to always make sure that I'm always dictated by it, So it's great, but on the other hand, 23, sometimes you just can't do things that other 23-year-olds do. If I've got a concert or if I'm on tour and I've happened to have a break for a few days back at home, those few days I've got to think of as still being on tour. I can't go out real late. I can't,
Rest,
be around cigarette smoke. I can't, drink or whatever.
Scream at a football game.
That's honestly the thing that would most get me into trouble. Sometimes when I'm on the road, I love sports, so I'll try and get to a hockey game or a baseball game. Or a concert. When I was performing in Ames, Iowa, Aerosmith and I were performing in the same venue, so we went to the Aerosmith concert the night before, and I've never done so much like silent yelling in my life. It was just because he can't tell the difference. There's 20,000 people yelling.
So you just open
your
mouth.
If I just open my mouth and wave my hands in the air, he's gonna think, oh great, thanks. He likes it, So the same thing. Same goes with sporting events. It's just silent yelling. It's just
And I would imagine too, if you get in a crowded restaurant, if you are at a party where, a lot of times your conversation has to be elevated, that those might be situations that you would find yourself
sure.
in on the road, that you say, I'm sorry, I can't, yell very loudly, talk very loudly.
Absolutely. There are definitely times where you're writing on a piece of paper.
What about the warm-up period for your voice? With as a fine a voice as you have, are there exercises that you've been taught, you've been trained?
Sure. Yeah, no, I study constantly, and my voice teacher David Romano is on the road with me a lot, and he really helps me keep it really fine-tuned, and it's definitely a regimen.
What are some of the exercises that you would do for your voice?
Scales. It's really just stretching, and it's really just getting it warmed up. A lot of times when I come to sound check at 4 or 4:30, sometimes I've only been up an hour or an hour and a half, so it's a lot of it is just getting the cobwebs out and getting yourself prime. I live for those 2 hours every night, so even though the sleeping may sound like crazy, it's actually I program it so that by the time 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock rolls around, it's the perfect time of been up and having been warmed up for a few hours and everything to do a concert. And then, of course, I can't get to sleep on the bus, but if the show goes well, it's all worth it.
It's Josh Groban in our studios this morning in the Coast Cafe. We've got more with him coming up. We'll get to know him a little bit better.
It's 7:23 here on the Martin Kim Show with a traffic update right now from Mike Nolan.